Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
.9 in the morning. Brent Seabrook joins us on Breakfast of the Blackhawks, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. Good morning, Mr. Seabrook.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good, man. How you been?
Good.
Good.
You?
I'm good. I know you're on the way to something. Where are you on the way to?
On the way to practice.
Good. Listen, the one thing that's jumped out about you this year is the offensive production. And that big, heavy shot of yours, why so many more goals this year?
I think opportunities. I think, beyond that power play, with a guy like Kaner who's able to find you and make those amazing passes and plays, it definitely helps out. I've worked on my shot my whole career. Even when I was a kid, I was always, breaking garage doors and whatnot back home in Canada, and I've always tried to have a good shot and just trying to get it through. I think it's a hard thing to get it through from the point, and I'm just trying to get it through to the net, and sometimes it goes in, but I think I'm just trying to create off that. We got good net presence with Artie and Shazzy in front of the net, and guys making plays off that, so that's all I'm trying to do, really.
Yeah, Coach Q talks about it all the time, rebounds and net presence and, pucks to the net, because if you fire one of those cannons and a goalie makes a save, there's a good chance he's not going to be able to hold the puck and somebody should be there. That's the whole thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's how you draw it up. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but I think our power play this year has done a good job of getting pucks to the net, whether it's Dunk shooting it or Kaner shooting it or the Breadman shooting it or Taser. We got a lot of guys that got good shots and can get it to the net and get it through. And I think the guy that's shooting it's doing a great job, but everybody else is converging and creating chances and rebounds and trying to bang that thing home. So.
If you get more shots and think more about your shot, does it affect the other end of play as a defender? I mean, how do you balance it where you stay tough on defense?
Well, that's my main focus. I'm always trying to think about, being the best I can defensively and having a good stick and trying to keep the puck out of our net. That's my job. But, it's always nice to contribute at both ends and try and help out the offense for sure.
Is there communication that comes from the goalie at the highest level of the game? I mean, if you're watching one side of the ice and something happens on the other side, are you going to hear from Crawford?
Sometimes, yeah. We're always, trying to talk out there and see things, but it's just sort of, being in the right position and trying to sort of see everything. I think your main focus is the puck, obviously. But as a defenseman, you're if the puck's not at the net or it's not on your side of the ice, you're trying to pick somebody up or make sure where your guys are and not let any easy goals go in back door or anything like that. So you're definitely aware of different things, and Crow helps out with that. So does Scotty. I think it's actually a team effort. Everybody's sort of yapping out there and talking, and he can get help from everybody.
Before we talk about your fine singing at the Keith Relief Benefit,
saw that.
Yeah, you and Crawford getting it done. Say hi to Kevin. Kevin, you got a question for Mr. Seabrook?
Sure, Brent. You've been through this quite a few times, but the NHL trade deadline approaching this Monday, so a lot of rumors swirling throughout the league. If you guys do anything at the deadline, it'll be as you guys continue to make another push towards the Stanley Cup. But can it be a distraction to a team at all? And if there is an addition to this roster, how long does it take for a team to get acclimated with a new player, whether it be a new winger or another defenseman, you guys add?
Yeah, hey, Kevin. I think you try and block that stuff out. Obviously, when the rumors are swirling and things are going on, if you're in those rumors, you might, get distracted a little bit. I remember when I was a young guy, I was in some rumors, and definitely weighed on my mind, and I thought about it quite a bit. But, it's part of the game, and things happen. So, as far as getting new guys, I think Stan's done a good job of bringing good people in and great players. So, it takes a little bit of time, I think, for the player to get acclimated to how we do things in Chicago. And if it's a forward or a defenseman, it takes time to figure out line mates and how things are going to happen. But I think we've done a pretty good job of trying to get the new guys, up to speed right away. Our coaches do a good job of getting in there and showing them video and talking to them and trying to teach them how we like to do things here in Chicago. And I think that definitely helps them out. And I think Stan's done a good job of bringing in some guys that sort of fit our system and bringing a guy in like Chris Versteeg, who was, pretty comfortable with Joel and how he likes to play. I think that was definitely an easier transition for a guy like Steger and coming to our team with the guys that we have that know him from before. So.
Speaking of that, Coach Q, I know he's not a big fan of making you guys do extra practice. He likes playing the games. He likes you getting the rest you're getting. I suppose that's a tribute to, him remembering what it felt like to be a player, and time off is important and rested legs and all that. But as you get older as a veteran, do you find that you pretend you're listening to Q more than you are?
Q's message is pretty much the same. When we go into different games, we do different things sometimes, but I wouldn't say that I find myself listening to him less. I think, I think we all listen to him the same as we always have. And with Joel, you got to listen because there's system changes that...
Otherwise, you miss it.
Yeah, you miss it. And if it's, a system change, if we're all doing it the right way, then it's a pretty good chance we're going to have success. So,
What if I guarantee you he's not listening now? Do you listen to him less then?
I don't know if he's listening or not, but that wouldn't change my answer, I think.
Well, good. That's what Hawks fans want to hear. That's the right answer. I'm just listen, you've known me long enough. I'm just trying to get you into trouble when you get to practice.
Yeah, I know. We've got practice right now. I don't want to get skated extra after practice. It's a good thing. He changes little things, whether it's off the breakout or the center zone face-off or, the first play of the game. And it's one of those things you got to be prepared for it because, if four guys are doing it and one guy's not, then you're in trouble, right? So it's
you got to do what you've been taught and what your instincts are and what you came to do. By the way, John Russell, you pretty much answered John Russell's questions. He wanted to know the most important factors in the Hawks' resilience and continuing to be great. And I think you've covered that, so we're going to get John Russell an autographed puck. And last thing before we let you get inside, what is the story on you singing at Keith Relief?
I was sitting upstairs talking with a few people, and I heard my name called, and I got nervous there for a sec because it was the guy with the microphone. It was the singer. So I went down there, not really knowing what was going on, and we played a – I don't know what it was called. It was called karaoke roulette or something like that.
Oh, good.
We got out there. We were having fun. It was, Dustin was great. He made it easy on us. So it was, I think me and Crow sang a line or two each and Dunk sang a couple. And then he got shows. He was standing in the wrong spot. So he got sucked in there as well. It was a fun night. It was a great event. Does a great job there with that. I think all the boys had a lot of fun, and we got to listen to some country music and hang out with the fellas. So.
There you go. And your favorite country artist is?
I got a lot of favorite country artists. I like quite a bit. I think I'd have to say Keith Urban. I think
Keith Urban.
When I had concerts a couple of years ago at the Allstate, it was one of the best concerts I've ever been to, and it's a lot of fun. So.
All right, get in there. If you're in trouble, tell Q it's my fault.
All right, will do.
All right, see you, buddy. That's Brent Seabrook with a career-high goals total this year. You do not want to be in front of one of his shots. Not good. It's so funny, too, because he was talking about destroying garage doors. I remember Bobby Hall telling me that story. I wonder if it's like a law in Canada. If you grow up as a boy in Canada, you have to destroy the garage door. Because that's how his shot got so good. Bobby Hall was telling me you pick a spot out on the garage door and you keep shooting until you hit it. And then you try to drive the puck through the garage door. And then you hide from your dad.